Hey, I don't know how much actual talent I have at anything, or anything legitimate, but one of the things I'm really good at is pissing people off, either intentionally or unintentionally. I'm very good at it. My name is Chris Johnson, and who have I pissed off this time? The old mom. You remember old mom? I got her a picture with my fucking face on it, complete with lasers, last Christmas. When that happened, she didn't talk to me for a couple weeks, even though, to be fair, the dog father ordered the photograph and bought it for her. I just posed for the fucking photo. I took full fucking blame. I often take full blame for things, even if I really don't have anything to do with them. It's just how it works. When you're a fucking asshole, you're gonna get blamed for shit. I'm gonna tell you right fucking now. If you don't get blamed for shit, you better clean up your act. However, my act is fucking hilarious, at least for me, you know? I think I'm fucking hilarious, and look, I gotta live with me, so I need some laughs. Is all I'm saying. Like, for example, the other day, old mom was ranting and raving about something at work, and I brought a fucking salad in, and it was like fucking spinach, and yellow and orange peppers, and mushrooms, and chicken, fucking cottage cheese. I mixed all that shit up, and she looks at that, she's like, where'd you get that salad? She's like, did you buy it at the store, or did you make it? And I'm thinking to myself, did I buy it at the store, or did I make it? And I was like, old mom, I didn't grow the fucking spinach. Of course I bought the spinach at the fucking store. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? She wanted to know if it was like a normal bag salad, so she got really fucking mad at me. Put her head down, gave me the finger, told me to fuck off, didn't talk to me for a couple hours. I didn't know. What are you talking about? Did I make the salad? I'm not a fucking farmer. I'm not wearing fucking overalls here. Old mom got pissed at me the other day, too, for something that I really didn't fucking do. I don't know what's going on here. At work, the insurance job, it's a big fucking building, and you can park on the fucking left side of the building, or you can park on the fucking right side of the building. I park on the fucking left side of the building. I don't know why, it's the first fucking parking lot I come to, so I pull into that fucking lot and I fucking park there. I fucking talk a lot, and if I like you, I'll fucking talk to you. So, a lot of times when I'm leaving work, I'll leave with my buddy, I'll leave with old fucking Mysterio, and we'll shoot the shit in the fucking parking lot. But Mysterio, she comes and goes, and you never know what the fuck she's doing, and nobody knows what the fuck she's got going on, and sometimes she's around, sometimes she's not around. So listen, when she's around, I gotta get my fucking talking in, you know? Old mom used to park on the other side, because she used to smoke cigarettes, but she doesn't smoke cigarettes anymore, so she doesn't want to walk by the cigarette hut. I guess she doesn't want to smell the smoke. Is it like a relapse thing? I'm not sure. I didn't fucking ask. But old mom parks at my side now. So apparently, in old mom's mind, parking on my side means you're going to get to talk to Chris Johnson more at the end of the night. I didn't know that was part of the fucking deal. If we finish our calls at the same time and it looks like you're wrapping up, sure, I'll walk out with you and we'll shoot the shit. But there's no like signed agreement. I didn't know that like, hey, guess what? You're parking on my side now. We're gonna walk out together every goddamn night. You're gonna tell me about your fucking kids, bitch about the fucking job, rant and rave about whatever the fuck, and I'm gonna fucking wait and listen to it. I didn't know that was part of the deal. Look, I'm all for ranting and raving. I just did not know that was part of the fucking deal. So she makes this fucking move during a week where Mysterio is fucking MIA. Nobody knows where the fuck she is. It's like her birthday or something. She's leaving early. Who fucking knows? Is she gonna tell you? Probably not. If you ask, will she tell you? Probably not. Listen, with Mysterio, this is what you do. You talk to her, and sometimes she tells you things. And that's how you find stuff out. I'm not gonna ask her what the fuck she's got going on. She's not gonna tell me anyway. But Mysterio was gone, so I ended up walking out with old mom a couple days. And then, like, the next week, Mysterio's back. She walks over to my desk at the end of the night. She's like, move your fucking ass. Let's get the fuck out of here. And I was like, okay, let's go. So I'm like, all right, fellas, I'll see you all later. And I fucking walked out with Mysterio. And then the next day I get to work and old mom has smoke coming out of her fucking ears. She's so goddamn pissed. She's like, hey, asshole, what the fuck is up with you? I was like, what are you talking about? What's up with me? She's like, you fucking ditched me last night. You fucking ditched me last night. You fucking left me here. What are you talking about? I didn't give you a ride in. I didn't leave you without transportation. You got your fucking car and your fucking keys. What are you talking about? I ditched you. She's like, I turned around and you and Mysterio were fucking gone. I was like, well, it was the end of the shift. You know, she walked over. She was ready to roll and I just rolled out of there. You know what I mean? She's like, oh, well, we talked last week, and now all of a sudden Mysterio's back, and, you know, you're not gonna fucking talk to me anymore, because you like Mysterio more. Kinda. I mean, I'm not rating people here, but... So I go over and tell Mysterio, I'm like, dude, old mom's going apeshit over there, that I, like, ditched her because I was talking to you the other night. I don't know what the fuck this is. I don't know if this is 8th grade study hall. Like, what the fuck is happening? Old mom's on a goddamn rampage, and she's like, I'm gonna tell her everything! Tell who what now? I don't know what you're talking about! Listen, I just walked out with somebody who wasn't you because you were fucking on a fucking phone call and I had some talking to do. Hilariously enough, the next night, Mysterio bounced early and old mom was there. Then I decided to be like a real dick. I'm like, hey, what side did you park on? Hey, we gotta talk. Hey, could you hurry up? Hey, could we walk out together? Hey, I thought we had something going on here. I thought we had a big fucking thing going. What are you doing? And then she got all fucking pissy. And the funny thing is, when I do shit like that, everybody else fucking laughs. So it makes me laugh and makes me think, it gives me a little bit of oxygen, right? The dickhead oxygen. Somebody just like playing along with your bullshit. And then she gets more and more fucking pissed. We're not all fucking. This isn't like a fucking lover's quarrel or anything like that. Old mom's married with fucking kids. And Mysterio's, she's not married, I don't think. And she doesn't have any kids that we know of. I know she's got a sister and a mom. But anyway, that's where I'm at. People getting pissed at me because I'm not walking out with them. Look, I know I'm in high demand. I understand it. I understand everybody wants a piece of my ass. Everybody wants to fucking talk to me. I get it. I'm being facetious, of course. Because most of the time, nobody wants to fucking talk to my ass. I've got a history of people not wanting to talk to my ass. So this is very strange. I'm not really used to this. Although, to be fair, I have made a living out of talking to people in parking lots after work. When I used to work at the radio station, I used to talk to Big Mike. He knows. I just love it. I just love talking. That's why I fucking do this. And to soothe my anxious mind. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come down. I'm on Podbean. That is the host of the podcast. There's a website for that, and there's an app for that, so you can put it on your fucking phone. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. The podcast is on, like, Spotify and Google Play and Apple Podcast. I'm going to keep putting the podcast on my Facebook timeline for you, too, and you can catch me on Instagram. That's at maybe 5 minutes.